Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and today we are going to continue our series on returning quarterbacks. Now, this episode is going to be a little different than the other ones, as I have three featured quarterbacks in the group of five. One will be from the Conference USA, one will be from the MAC, and the other from the Mountain West. And the reason is, each of these conferences is severely lacking in above average returning quarterback production. Over half the teams from those conferences will start an inexperienced quarterback this year. So we're going to focus on these three simply because they have the potential to propel their team to a conference championship appearance or even a conference championship. Now, as always, these quarterbacks have to meet the threshold of at least 125 dropbacks in 2023. And if they do not, then obviously they're not going to be featured in the episodes or the correlating articles to the episodes. Now, as always, we are going to evaluate the quarterbacks based off PFF metrics and PFF statistics and a depth profile that lets us know, where they're throwing the ball most, whether it's, short, medium, or deep. And then I have implemented my own metrics that I have created, which is the Mickey Mouse throw percentage, which is a combination of behind the line of scrimmage attempts and short attempts. The average for that is 55.8%. And then the big dog throw percentage is a combination of medium attempts and deep attempts. The average for that is going to be 37.6%. And I know that these names are like goofy and, maybe an attempt to be funny or something like that, which I laughed when my wife came up with the big dog throw percentage. But in reality, they are meant to give us like insight to how the coaching staff trusts their quarterback in the offense and like what kind of, are they protecting them in a safe offense with dink and dunk styles, quick game things, or are they letting them, excel and open up and elevate the offense by pushing the ball down the field more? So, without further ado, let's dive in. Our first quarterback is going to be Kadon Salter at Liberty. Now, Salter's profile is not like other, group of five quarterbacks. I mean, his profile is elite. And you'll kind of see what I'm talking about as we dive in more. His kept clean PFF grade last year was 35th, and his kept clean QB rating was 6th. Now, his pressure PFF grade was 5th, and his pressure QB rating 11th. Now, what really stands out more than anything is he was first in deep attempts percentage last year. And he was also 11th in deep PFF grade and 14th in QB rating. So outside of Jalen Milroe at Alabama, there's probably not a better deep ball thrower in 2023. And I know that's like – that could be blasphemous to some, but – he attempted it at the highest frequency for his depth profile, and he was elite at it. So, I mean, you can't really argue against that. When it comes to medium attempts percentage, he was pretty low. He was 138th in attempts, 65th in PFF grade, and 62nd in medium QB rating. Now, the short attempts is also gives you a little pause because 132nd in attempts and then 110th and PFF grade. Now, and his short QB rating was 47th. Now, when we look at his overall profile, it's pretty eye-opening. His Mickey Mouse attempts percentage is 150th, and his Big Dog attempts percentage is 16th. Now, remember, this is out of 162 qualifying quarterbacks. So, Liberty and Jamie Chadwell are wanting him to push the ball down the field. And the other thing that really stands out is, this type of explosive play calling is the reason why Liberty ran through everybody in the Conference USA last year. And that also extends to Salter's legs. He had 1,889 rushing yards and 12 rushing touchdowns last year. I mean, to be frank, he is the best group of five quarterback, and it's really not even up for discussion. It's not close. Nobody else even touches that. Now, Liberty plays just a a laughable schedule this year, as they are 128th in strength of schedule. And that is reflected upon their team total win total, which is 10.5. Now, their biggest game of the year is easily going to be against Appalachian State. But if they win that and they go undefeated again, they will have an outside chance at being an at-large team in the playoff. And I know people are going to, like, scoff at that because, you know, Oregon just, you know, dog-walked them last year in their bowl game. But, like, the thing is, when you expand to 12 playoff teams, if you're not letting undefeated group of five teams in, regardless of what group, what conference they're coming from, then people are like, they're not going to show up. Like, nobody's saying Liberty is going to win the national championship if they make the playoff, but people want to see that. Like, people want to see and sign up for that. So if they go undefeated, I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're going to make the playoff. And, I mean, they have a good chance of doing that. And barring an injury to Kadon Salter, they're going to be set up for another big year. Nobody in the Conference USA is going to challenge them. And if they beat Appalachian State, that's going to be the only team that's going to give them a run for their money, probably. So let's move on to our second quarterback who is out of the MAC. It is Brett Gabbert at Miami, Ohio. Now, I wrote up Brett Gabbert last year as he was elite in the medium to intermediate range, even though he was playing on an offense that was not, you know, great. And they weren't, like, let's be honest. But I felt like, you know, if the offense was built around him in that range, they would have success. And they did, you know. Now, granted, he did not play the last six games of the year. But leading up to that point, they were 5-1. And, you know, the defense, as I wrote, was going to be, you know, the main focal point and carry that team. And they did. But let's look at his profile, and you'll see. His kept clean PFF grade was 24th overall, and his kept clean QB rating 56th. Now, under pressure, completely abysmal. He's not, you know, going to be breaking a bunch of tackles and extending plays. He was 152nd in PFF grade under pressure and 84th in QB rating. And that's just not his game, and there's nothing against that. And his you know, the thing is, though, his deep attempts percentage is 10th overall, deep PFF grade 107th, deep QB rating 40th, medium attempts 85th, and his medium PFF grade is 17th and 37th. He is elite in that range. And all they have to do is get him more attempts in that range, and they're going to succeed even more. There is no other quarterback in the MAC conference that is going to really elevate their team to the level of, you know, championship contention. Daquan Finn is transferred and Curtis Rourke is transferred from Ohio. So those guys are not there anymore. And they were essentially, you know, the upper echelon quarterbacks in the MAC for the last several years. He is the only above-average quarterback with any experience in the entire conference. And, I mean, that's a big deal in these smaller conferences where, you know, talent isn't as abundant, you know. So our last quarterback that we're going to take a look at is Mikey Keen out of Fresno State. Now, this is a deep dive into it simply because, you know, Fresno State has the second highest win total of 8.5 in the Mountain West. Now, if they want to surpass that total, Mikey Keen will have to lead the way. And looking at his profile, the coaching staff is not really sold on his ability, and they're keeping him in a box with safe layup throws. And it is kind of unfortunate because he actually can thrive in these more down the field passes. So let's take a look real quick. His kept clean PFF grade is 66th, and his kept clean QB rating is 83rd. Now, those are nothing to write home about. You know, those are slightly above average to average. But when we dive into the depth profile, there's more to be had. His deep attempts percentage is 147th, and his deep PFF grade is 62nd and 52nd. Those are above average numbers. Those aren't, you know, obviously those aren't elite, you know, knocking down the door, but in the Mountain West, you know, those are above average numbers. Like, I mean, you can't, you know, you can't be expecting everybody to be Jalen Milroe or Michael Penix or, you know, JJ McCarthy. Like, they're just not going to get those guys at these these colleges. And so, you know, even more egregious as we go to his medium attempts percentage, it's 153rd. And he's 40th in PFF grade and 32nd in QB rating. So, you know, they need to unleash the offense and allow him to move the ball down the field more. You know, like his Mickey Mouse attempts percentage is third at 66.4%. And his Big Dog's attempts percentage is 159th. You know, this is you're handcuffing the upside when you have evidence that your quarterback is actually, you know, more than capable of taking on more of a focal point in the offense. He does not have to be a game manager. Now, with that being said, Keene has to cut down on the turnovers. You know, 10 interceptions last year, that's just not going to cut it. You know, and the reason is because he's not a rushing threat. You know, he had a negative 136 yards rushing because obviously sacks are counted in college towards a rushing total, which is stupid. But if they want to compete in the Mountain West and appear in that championship game, two things will have to happen. They're going to have to trust him to push the ball down the field more, and he's going to have to earn that trust by turning it over less. And if he does both those things, they will be in good shape going into that. Well, guys, that is all I have on these three conferences for today. We have one more episode for this series of returning quarterbacks, and it's for the Sun Belt. And as always, there will be a correlating article to this episode that is posted on my website at themittnermethod.com. So feel free to, you know, go there, read, use it as a reference point, you know, as you're going through your preseason prep. And that's going to be it for today. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.